When the blue of the night meets the gold of the day.
Jack Smith, I got a smile in my voice tonight.
Someone waits for me.
Time, produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter, his orchestra and chorus, Chick Henderson, Peggy Lee, and Bing's guests, Jack Benny and Mary Livingston. And here is the slip cover that walks like a man, Bing Crosby.
A slip cover, eh, Tim? Mm-hmm. That's something you throw over the saggy seat, isn't it?
Well, the first number will be a pretty little calypso ditty titled I Do Like You.
Sounds like it was written by Joe Fisco with a repeater pencil.
I don't like men. Women, I don't like to. Do I like anyone? I don't, but I do like you. I don't like milk. Peanuts, I don't like to. I don't like anything that's good for me, but I do like you. Am I mad? No, just my attitude is all the same. Very unconventional. Do I care? No, if you think I am strange, it is intentional. I don't like men. Women I don't like too. I think that I don't even like myself, maybe too, but it's true. Baby, you're the one exception. I do like you. There's always been very unconventional. No, oh, it's the things I am saying. It is intentional. I don't like men.
You don't like men.
Women I don't like to.
You don't like you.
I don't even like myself. Maybe you, but he's true. Baby, you're the one exception. I do like you.
I do
like you.
You know, I can think of another exception.
Well,
you do like the Toco 1201.
Not so fast, Top. We're getting complaints about you in the 1201.
Well, what have I done, Bing?
Haven't you been saying that a 5-year-old kid can play the 1201?
Sure, because it's the easiest way to play records ever invented. What's wrong with that?
Well, it's just you in hot water with the 2-year-old. Mothers are writing in.
Huh?
No fooling. They say their kids can play just as good as a 5-year-old. And what you're saying is a slap in the face to the 2-year-old market. Big thing here,
Oh,
McGiller.
I was only trying to say that 1201 is so simple even a child can play it.
Well, you better make amends to the 2-year-olds right now, or we'll have a diaper line picketing the program.
Well, then I'll be glad to include them from now on. Ladies and gentlemen, our listeners report that even a 2-year-old child can play the Philco 1201 without risk to the record or the phonograph. Check your youngsters to your Philco dealer now and see how ideal this new kind of radio phonograph is for even very young children. Only Philco makes the 1201. It's the newest invention radio from Philco, the leader.
Peggy Lou is here to sing, and for a very definite reason, eh, Peggy?
Yes, for sentimental reasons.
Oh, what's that, just like you?
I love you for sentimental reasons. I hope you do believe me. In my heart, I love you, and you alone are meant for me. Please give your loving heart to me.
Very sweet indeed. Now, before John Scott stops quivering and the band loses its beat, I shall follow with What Am I Going to Do About You? What am I going to do about you? Didn't mind the others I knew, but what am I gonna do about you? I thought that love and I were all through. Then your smile out of the blue. Oh, what am I gonna do about you? My hopes were growing dimmer, my
gentle glimmer each passing day. I could have held out longer, but love was stronger. You had your way, and now all my dreams, and I've had a few, suddenly are all coming true. So what are you gonna do about me? What am I gonna do about you?
His selection, Lover, Mr. Henderson, please. Calendar says that spring is upon us, though some sections of the country may doubt it. In such a situation,
Love and Bloom, things indicated.
Just a minute. It appears the forces of live radio have dropped a viper into the fiddle section.
Let me alone. I'll get it.
Just a minute. Hey. Hey, you. Have you ever played this number before, Bud?
Played it? I made it.
Well, I should have known Jack Benny. I certainly expected you tonight, Jack. I expected you over, but I didn't expect to find you in the orchestra.
I can't understand it. I've never played so poorly.
Oh, cheer up, Jack. Sure you have.
Thanks, kid. But I practiced all morning to limber up. I even washed my fingers and does. Does doesn't do it. I'm dead.
Better switch to Wheaties, kid. But, Jack, I thought Mary was going to come with you. Where is she?
Oh, she stopped by the Musicians Union to pay my dues.
You belong to the Musicians Union?
Don't act so shocked.
Well, then,
of course I belong to the Musicians Union. I'm one of the charter members. You see, years ago, I had a little band. We all joined together.
Oh, I know the group well. A fife, a drum, and a guy with a bandage around his head.
So far, I've had nothing. Look, I don't mean the spirit of 76. My band was called Jack Benny and his Sizzling Gobblers.
Sizzling Gobblers?
That's the line they gave me.
Yes.
We specialize in turkey trot.
That's the line. And I'll bet your drummer had drumsticks that were really drumsticks.
Yeah, he used to drive me crazy with that munching during my solo. Can't understand it. Bill Morrow used to write for me. Bing, what I wanted to see you about is a business proposition. What are you going to do this summer?
I'm going to take a vacation.
Well, I've got an idea where you and I could combine business with pleasure.
I'm afraid not, Jack.
But, Bing, I mean, this is a chance to pick up some extra money. And that never hurts.
Oh, no, it's spending that hurts, isn't it?
That's ridiculous. It doesn't bother me.
Don't knock it till you've tried it.
Well, Mary Livingston.
Well, get a load of her all dressed out like Mr. Astor's horse. Listen, Mary, you never get all dressed up like that on my program.
Well, how often do I sit on Bing Crosby's lap?
Well, you're not on Crosby's lap.
Wait till I get rolling.
No, you're just kidding, Bing. Nothing will happen.
You keep out of this.
Listen, I've been thinking of this for years, and I might as well come right out and say it. What do all the women see in Bing Crosby? Look at him. He's got blue eyes like mine. Blue eyes like mine.
Stop there, brother.
Mary, all I want to know is, did you go to the Musicians Union and pay my dues?
Yes, and I was never so touched in my life.
What do you mean, touched?
The pillow wept when I handed him your money. Little chunks of stone were rolling down his cheeks.
I don't know. Jimmy always was a great big softie. All right, Mary, where's my card?
Here.
Yes, this isn't a musician's card.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. They transferred you to the Plumbers Union.
The Plumbers Union?
Your plunger arrives tomorrow.
What?
I can't wait to hear your first solo. You'll be asleep on the beach, huh?
I still have nothing. That's a fine way to treat. That's a fine way to treat a charter member. Anyway, I'm going to play the violin because I need it in our act, you know.
What
act? The band act that I planned for you, Mary, and myself, Jack Benny and company. Now, Bing, look, there's no sense in you taking a vacation all summer. And this Macombo offer is sensational.
We're playing the Macombo? Isn't that pretty swank for an act like the one you've got playing?
Oh, I don't mean the Macombo restaurant in Hollywood. I got this offer from a fella named Mo Combo. Certainly you've heard of Mo. He used to be a prize fighter.
Oh, an ex-prize fighter. Has he got an ear for music?
No, as I recall, he doesn't have any ears at all. But he's got a wonderful restaurant right on the ocean at Pismo Beach.
Live fish at high tide and cooked fish at low tide.
Five fighters at a time. Who doesn't have that? Applaud these laughs, will you?
You're lucky I'm here. You'd have gone home long ago.
You're so right.
Listen, Ben. Ben, you've got to go up to Pismo Beach with me. Oh, they're building a terrific show around my band.
Yeah?
See, Moore's already signed up a sensational dance team.
Who's he got, the Disciples?
No, it's Velaz and Barracuda. Oh, Jackson, you ought to have two shows. Listen, I figure you on the cymbals. You know how you used to play the cymbals.
Yeah.
Mary on the vocals.
And you on the plunger.
Just keep it up and I'll replace you with Peggy Lee. Now, I figure for our opening tune, we'll do Margie.
Margie? That's going back a little, isn't it?
What's wrong with Margie? It's a hit parade tune.
Margie was on a hit parade when men who know tobacco best were Indians.
And Effie Boone's name was Daniel.
Yeah. Well, as long as we've gone this far, L.S. and that team.
Got the match.
Oh, we set.
Yes, sir. You bet. All four.
I say, hey. Well, then we better rehearse our act. Let's run through it, huh?
You take the vocal with me, Mary.
Oh, I can't sing, Ben.
With Jack on the violin, who's going to hear it? Come on.
I can still hear you.
Yeah?
I want my mother to hear me.
What?
I want my mother to hear me.
Whistler's mother can hear you. Now stand back, will you?
All right. How'd that get in there? What's that?
Well, I'm the leader. I have to have a solo.
Oh.
You do that opening night, and I'll hit you right in the face of a flounder.
There'll be no fish swinging on the opening night.
All right, let's get back to Margie. You ready, kid?
All right, wait a second. Margie.
Margie. Bang. Right.
Margie. I'm always thinking of you, Margie. I tell the world I love you, don't forget your promise to me. I have bought a home in you,
John, you like to sing it.
You've been my inspiration, darling. After all is said and done, there is really only one. Oh, Margie, Margie, it's you.
very good, Jack. I think your band out with a little more rehearsal will be out of this world.
Well, thanks. Thanks, Ken.
Just like that great new table model so-called radio phonograph, the automatic changer. You know, Jack, that's got everything but everything. That new record changer, for instance, that's really a honey. Quiet, easy on your records, and changes up to 12 records automatically.
Say, Ken, what are you talking about? Some new kind of a gramophone?
Exactly. The gramophone went out with Button Shoes.
And when did Button Shoes go out, may I ask?
Jack, Ken is trying to tell you like I've been trying to tell you. They make a radio and phonograph together now. It's all in one step.
Oh, that sounds like some Buck Rogers scheme to me.
This Soko is way ahead of Buck Rogers, Jack. Got a featherweight tone arm with a permanent type needle, good for thousands of planes.
Well, I'll be darned.
This Soko has a powerful built-in speaker that gets you gorgeous tones from radio and records, too.
A built-in speaker?
Yes, sir.
How are you going to stick your head in the horn to hear if it's built-in?
No, you don't have to stick your head in the horn, Jack. The Soko has a beam power pentode audio system packed full of power for rich, rounded tones.
Well, does it have earphones for stations that are over 20 miles away?
No, you don't need any earphones, Jack. And believe me, you can't go wrong with Soko's new tape.
Oh, you are?
I know. I say you can't go wrong with
it. I'm not getting paid for it.
The new table model radio phonograph, the automatic record changer. It's got everything, and it's a Soko, famous for quality the world over.
The anniversary song. Oh, how we danced on the night we were wed. We vowed our true love, though a word wasn't said. The world wasn't blue. There were stars in the sky, except for the few that were there in your eyes. Dear, as I held you close to mine, angels were singing a hymn to your charm. Two hearts gently beating, murmuring low, smiling, I love you so. Life seemed to fade, since it's lost and in gone, the sun on a new, but the dance lingered on. Could you but recall that sweet moment sublime, we'd find that our love is an
everybody concerning the 1947 Red Cross Fund. There are 80,000 patients from World War I and World War II who require skillful attention. It seems that a grateful nation should give generously to those who gave so much.
Well, about time to put the cat out. Before sending Cabby forth into the night air, I want to thank Jack and Mary for a delightful visit.
Oh, who's on your show next week, Jane?
We got right.
Oh, no,
that was wrong.
Who's on your phone,
Mr.
Well, next week, Mary, we're going to have an old-time minstrel show, and my guests will be John Charles Thomas and Al Jolson.
John Charles Thomas and Al Jolson?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd rather hear those guys sing than me.
How do you know? You've never heard them eat.
Stop punching, Gary, will you?